The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Tatiampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiampi Sangang Saranang Gacchami. And we take the time to listen to the body and to settle into our relatively relaxed, relatively still, upright posture, posture that supports mental clarity, alertness, whatever that might look like, feel like for you. Making peace with the experience of the body, the sensations here and now in the body. In a very real way, we practice submitting with humility to our teacher, which is our life. And the more concrete, the more direct and immediate expression of our life is the reality of our body, this dance of sensation, and the quality of our heart right now, how it feels. And even if there's some resistance to this submission, this opening, this softening and relaxing and feeling, even if there's some resistance, then we include that. Okay, so there's some resistance. It feels like this, looks like this. Maybe you belong here too. So a willingness to acknowledge and feel the resistance, if there is any, or boredom, or whatever particular quality of the heart, the body, the mind there might be. The Buddha was very big on patience as a enlivening and extremely powerful quality of the mind. One way that the Buddhist comments have been translated is, patience is the supreme incinerator of the torments of our heart. Patience is the supreme incinerator of the defilements, these torments of our heart and mind. So this relationship with the sensations in the body, this relationship we're coming into with the feeling, the qualities of the heart, it's a very vibrant, dynamic kind of patience. No longer confused by whatever's moving in the body, whatever's moving in the heart and the mind. And what the heart, what the mind is actually interested in always, so that we obviously forget a lot, get caught on the surface, get caught in habits, but when the heart is more settled, the heart has always been interested in stress and the heaviness, the squeeze of the heart, and the experience of release, suffering, and the cessation of suffering. Quite naturally, this is what the mind has always, will always be interested in: suffering, stress, the squeeze of the heart, the weight on the heart, and its release. The possibility of letting go. So how about now? Sitting here, breathing with the sensitive heart, feeling what we feel. And instead of falling into the habit of trying to fix our experience or trying to get somewhere, become somebody, or get rid of something, the different expressions of craving, we're practicing meeting our life, our teacher, with humility and this very enlivened quality of patience, as if our teacher, our life, has something to teach us about suffering and the end of suffering. How the heart in moments feels bound up, and how there have been moments where the heart felt unbound or released, free, unburdened. How about now? Is there dukkha? Dukkha that is to be understood, to be respected. Is there some weight, some grip on the heart that can be honestly acknowledged? And if not, then notice the absence of the heart being burdened. Notice that sense of freedom, that of being unburdened. Be interested in that. So in our sit tonight, we'll take the last 15 minutes just to sit in silence. But resolve, if you can, resolve to learn something that you haven't seen clearly before about suffering, how it comes to be, how it's released, the experience of release. It's not about thinking about it. It's about being present in this open, curious, patient way. So let's continue in silence. So when you notice the mind is distracted, and you notice there's some attachment, some tension, and see if in real time wisdom can discern the cause of the burden. It's not so much that there's thought moving in the mind. It's the identification or the attachment to thought. And notice what happens when that balanced wisdom, that wise attention, notices the attachment for what it is. Noticing, recognizing moments when the attachment ceases and the weight, the squeeze associated with being attached also then ceases. And there's a moment where craving in the mind ceases, for a moment at least. See if you can recognize a moment when attachment falls away, to really, in a sense, taste, learn the taste of that moment when attachment ceases. The flavor of release, the flavor of freedom, freedom from attachment. So the Buddha's path, it's all about the use of wisdom, relating wisely to the way it is. This is the intervention. This is what ends up protecting our heart and releasing the heart. Not some clever move to fix or to get rid of, but this patient, stable discernment, seeing clearly, understanding deeply the way it is now. This is what protects the heart. This is what allows the release, the unshakable release. Suffering, all the different expressions of stress, the heart being burdened, suffering depends on not seeing clearly, depends on ignorance. So it makes sense that the intervention, the way to protect and transform the heart, is to replace ignorance with seeing things as they are. And in particular, these arena of the Four Noble Truths. There is stress. It has a cause. There is a release, a cessation. And there's a way of living, a way of practicing that integrates that release,